Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome back to the Good Night Dad podcast. Today is episode 13. Brandon, I can't believe it, but if my math is right, that means we've done 12 of these. And where are we going today, Brandon?
Today we're going to talk about service hours and address the question of, is there more to service hours than just the work? But before we do that, I would like to recast the vision for what this podcast is about, because we are 13 episodes in, and it's good to just kind of touch base from time to time. What this podcast is about, the Good Night Dad podcast, is what we want to do is we want to challenge, equip, and empower MCA dads to step up to their God-given mandate, to train their children up in the Lord. What our hope is that we want to look at the things that we do at MCA. And so what we're trying to do is uncover and explain the purpose of one or more of the things we do at MCA in each episode. And we hope to demystify what classical education is by casting the vision of MCA and sharing MCA's core values, and then connecting those to the actions that we do at MCA and that the actions that parents can be a part of at MCA. And we believe that when parents understand the whys and the hows of MCA, that they'll be able to be more effective in leveraging everything that the school offers to be those godly dads. As a scripture reference that we want to continue to come back to, and I would say is kind of the theme verse for this podcast, is Ephesians 6:4, and it says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord."
Oh, that's good.
Even though this podcast is directed towards MCA dads, it's for dads in general, but because MCA is such an involved community, we want to help MCA parents and MCA dads know what it is that we're doing, so that way they can do Ephesians 6:4 in their own families for their own children and step up and lead. Today, what we're talking about is service hours. Some of the purpose behind it. Is it more than just work? So, General, when you hear service hours, what's your first impression?
I think the first thing that comes to mind for us, we've been there at MCA for 12 years, and our understanding and our idea of service hours has evolved. It was originally introduced to us that this is a way that if we can get parents and dads especially to do certain things around the school as far as minor maintenance, cleaning, a whole list that we'll get into later, I'm sure. That helps offset the cost. In a practical sense, we need your help. Otherwise, we have to hire staff and janitorial services and maybe cooks for a lunchroom that we don't do, that kind of thing. And it was just in a practical sense. As we've developed as an MCA family, as we've progressed, I guess, or kind of evolved our understanding of it, to me, it just means this infinite area of opportunity for me, for Leah, for our family, the gifts that God's given us, coming up with creative ways that we can partner with the school in a deeper way than just, okay, we need these chairs stacked or we need this floor swept. It's we can recognize, man, here's a need. I do everything from coach a track team that we didn't have 2 years ago to helping with the strength and conditioning program that I saw some benefit in and that wanted to be involved in and thought that could be beneficial. Looking all the way back to just going and having lunch with the boys back in the grammar school days and helping clean up and wipe down tables. It is wide open, I guess, is the most exciting thing I could tell you. So if you hear the term service hours and the word service kind of sticks and means a certain thing to you, it's not so confining as it might sound. There are practical things that need to be done, but we've evolved to the understanding that there is great opportunity for our family to do things at MCA.
And that's what I'd like to hit on. Just to put the basic facts out there, every family is required to contribute 50 hours of service. So mom or dad needs to contribute 50 hours of service projects to the school or service hours to the school. There's a $16 charge per hour for every hour that a family's unable to meet.
Is that the same for upper school and grammar school?
I believe that's the case. And so whether you have one kid at the school or you have four kids at the school, it's the same 50 hours per family. And if you've got kids at the grammar and upper schools, those can get allotted in different ways. Maybe you contribute so much at the grammar school and so much at the upper school. One way you can look at it is when you come to work at MCA or contribute your service hours, you could be saying, okay, I'm paying myself $16 an hour. And if you do that, let me just tell you, you're the highest paid employee at the school on a per hour basis.
That's cool.
In a larger sense, I mean, like you said, it does help offset some of the costs of the school, but it would be a lot easier for MCA, and I mean a lot easier, for us to just raise the tuition and then cover the cost and just say, okay, we're going to charge everybody another $1,500 per student to help provide these services that parents are doing. And then it's clean, it's easy, nobody has to worry about that. We've got a much higher vision than just simply offsetting costs, and we're willing as a school to put the burden on us as a school and then also share that burden with the parents to be all that God wants us to be. As you hear at the beginning of each of these podcasts, one of our brand promises is that we want to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. At the grammar school, it's phrased slightly differently, and that's partner with parents to instill Christ-like values. Service projects are a big part of that. And where this whole idea of partnership comes from is this idea of loco parentis, which is Latin, and it doesn't mean crazy parents. What it means is in the place of parents. Recently, we were reviewing our policy manual at the school, and at the very top of it, the very first thing that we have in our MCA policy manual is this idea of loco parentis. And what it says is tutors are to remember that they do not function above parental authority, but rather with delegated authority from the parents. And so parents are in charge. Parents are the ones that are empowered, and we're here to help you be the parents that you want to be and in the raising of your children. Another value that the grammar school has, another one of its core values, is family. And all of this comes together with service hours. And service hours are an opportunity for parents to connect with the MCA family. It's an opportunity for you to come to the school and be a part of what's going on at an institution where your children are spending a lot of their time and energy and life. You have an opportunity as a parent to come up when you volunteer to get to know the staff or work with the staff, work with your students' teachers, their tutors, other parents, your own children, or your own children's friends. And it allows you to become a part of this community, and it gives you some tasks to do, because we typically don't develop relationships in a vacuum. We develop relationships as we're doing things with other people. And as you come to contribute, however you contribute through your service hours, it gives you a place to belong and to be a part of your child's world. And that gives you tremendous insight as parents to understanding, here's what's going on at MCA where my kid is spending a lot of time. And then that helps you as a parent to help guide and direct your children through the circumstances and trials that they're currently going through. In a big picture sense, that's what the purpose of service hours is. It does help offset the cost, but it would be easier to just raise tuition to offset that cost and pay for the things. Really, by giving the parents an opportunity to volunteer and serve, it allows you to be a parent and participate in your child's education at MCA in a really profound and meaningful way.
Yeah, one thing that we enjoy, or an additional thing that we enjoy about MCA is, until you really start paying attention, walking around the upper school during office hours, so to speak, is just the number of parents that are physically, actively present and involved, and not just sitting around and watching or kind of in the way stumbling over themselves. There's work to be done at the grammar school as well as the upper school, and there's assistance that's needed. There's cleaning that needs to be done. There's just a lot of opportunities, and MCA embraces that need and helps develop that as a family. We get to do that. We get to learn what I would call stewardship in the process. And when I say opportunities, it's as simple as we had one of our sons come home after taking a shower after cross country, and he was kind of disgusted that the showers weren't cleaner. That's a service opportunity.
Yes.
And you don't have to go ask somebody other than where's the cleaning supplies, and they will show you where the cleaning supplies are. And magically, the shower's cleaner the next day.
And that is loving your neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of goes back to our vision. Engaging minds is more than just noticing that something's subpar and that I don't like it. But engagement means, man, there's a problem here. What can we do about it? We get to address that as a family without a bunch of protocol, without having to jump through a lot of hoops or sign forms or whatever. If something needs done, typically we can go do it. And that's one of the freedoms that we enjoy as a family at MCA.
Another thing with the vision of service projects that I'd like to hit on too is Christ says that the greatest among you will be the servant of all. And so as a parent, you have the opportunity to come and serve and model for your kids what greatness looks like through whatever menial tasks that you may be doing at the school. And I say menial, they're meaningful, but they sometimes may seem like, this is just busy work. But it really is serving and helping teachers and the school, and it's blessing the entire community through your efforts to come and be a part of what's going on. I'd like to mention some opportunities that parents have, and this is by no means an exhaustive list. Here's the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. We just had Night to Remember a few weeks back. There's a lot that goes on in helping coordinate and prepare for that, the Night to Remember, which is our annual fundraiser. At the upper school, Norma Battenfield mentioned that issuing and checking in books is kind of a year-long endeavor and process. And so coming up, issuing out textbooks to a chemistry class or a great books class or a history class, and then checking those books back in as those books are completed. Cleaning is a year-long, year-round activity, whether it's coming in and wiping windows or cleaning classrooms, or if you are really spiritual, coming in and cleaning the bathrooms and locker rooms. And then also teaching classes. I mean, we realize that parents have a lot of expertise or may have a love of a particular subject, and you can volunteer to go talk to those teachers and say, hey, could I present something on the Civil War in America, because I've got this great insight that I'd like to share. And or whatever your loves are, you have an opportunity to kind of volunteer and use your gifts and talents. At the grammar school, a big one is lunch, and you hit on that, General, of coming up and just helping the littles, as Amy Avampato calls them, help unwrap their string cheese and just open their food, help wipe tables, get to know your teachers and just encourage the younger students, and then go out on the playground. A few weeks ago, I was able to go out and go to the playground time when my son was there, Rowan, out at kindergarten. And man, I was like a celebrity on campus just because I was a dad that was there and just got to push kids and swings. And it was a lot of fun just to get to go interact and be a part of my son's world and see that. Moms, you're welcome to come. And Amy said you're able to bring your young children if you need to on that, so long as they're not a holy terror in the midst of it. You can sign up for lunchroom through Sign Up Genius. Other things at the grammar school are substituting, sign up and training that needs to go on for substitute teaching and being eligible for that. But beyond that, you can come and help answer phones in the office, make coffees, help clean at the grammar school on their spick and span days. Amy said there's some baking things that can go on, or providing childcare during staff meetings. And so these are all just ways that you can come and be a part. But if you have things that you know, skills that you have, or you see a need, come offer it and mention it. And we can find a place to put you to work to help you serve and count for service hours. But again, the big picture of all of this is not simply the cost at MCA. The big picture is this is giving you a place to model what greatness looks like as biblically defined, to plug in to a very major element of your child's universe and world and life, and be able to have kind of some inside information in your child's world and be able to direct and guide them through the things that they're walking through currently.
A few subtle or under the radar things that aren't quite so noticeable that I see as a benefit to this approach, accomplishing all the service that's needed, the idea of ownership and walking around our facilities and being in the restrooms during a basketball game or the gym, everywhere, there just seems to be virtually a complete lack of vandalism, typical of a lot of public institution buildings that are filled with teenagers. I think that's in direct relation to ownership of that. Randy can probably tell you more, but certain students are required on a weekly basis to clean up certain areas. Basically, they're cleaning up after themselves, whether it was literally them or just their peers and their friends. They're accountable for that in a sense. And that translates into after basketball games when everybody's exhausted and it's 10:30 at night on a school night and it's time to pack away everything and clean up the gym after a game. I'm always amazed at the number of kids that they just go to that. They go do that. It's not the parents have to throw a rope around them and drag them back in there to do something. They have ownership of that. They do it with a smile on their face. That I think that's the kind of priceless things that sometimes get overlooked. I believe that's a direct fruit of what it is that we're talking about.
Absolutely. It just creates a sense of buy-in for everybody that's involved, because you literally have skin and you've invested your time and energy and talent into the system. You want to see it continue to improve and thrive and not deteriorate.
And I'd encourage dads, any dad, whatever your job, your skills, your talents, almost anything translates into a need that the school has. So your real-world talents and skills and experience can translate to that. I've got a brother-in-law that they just started at the grammar school this year. The family owns a glass and door company. his service hours are specifically dealing with any issues that they have with doors and locks at the grammar school. Offer that as an idea. Be aware, recognize a need, be aware of your talents and skills, and then be intentional about trying to find a place to apply those, and it would be greatly appreciated.
Well, that's all we have for this podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and go be a great dad.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad Podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.